The conference is now in session. I'd like to, first of all, bring to all of you none other than our founding members of the Performance Family Club, our Millionaire Club member, Platinum Jacket Earners, Regional Vice President for the state of South Carolina. And some of you know this person as none other than Ms. Teresa Cohen.
Thank you.
Hey, Eddie, thank you so much, Eddie, for doing that. And, hey, welcome, everybody. And, Teresa, there's a lot of people on this call.
Yeah, thank you for filling up the call tonight.
Yeah, a lot of new voices. And for those you don't know, Eddie is the retail manager, certified meeting holder, and one of our best speakers. And we've got some of our meeting holders. I heard a lot of our meeting holders on here tonight and some of our trainers and speakers. We're glad to have you all on here, too. And we got an exciting call for you tonight, I'll tell you that. And we're going to have to jump right into it and skip a lot of stuff, not a lot of stuff.
We're going to move some things around because our guest speaker is only has a certain amount of time he's going to be able to spend with us tonight, and we certainly want to give him some flexibility in getting across his message to everybody tonight. So what we're going
to
do...
We'd like to say hi to one of my favorite people, though.
Sure.
Nancy Jaconis out in California.
I know.
Hey, Nancy.
Heard of you. All across the continent. It's so cool. We get to do a team huddle all across the continent and, you know, together every Wednesday night. So thanks for joining us, for sure. We're going to go right to Ron Crutcher tonight. Mr. Crutcher is the Regional Vice President in Ohio. I think almost everybody on the phone who's been around for any length of time respects and loves this couple. Ron and Norma Crutcher have been leaders and servant leaders for so long, and we're excited to have them help us with the call tonight. So I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Crutcher first thing here, and we're going to, just to let you know, after the guest speaker speaks tonight, we have some announcements to make, some exciting things coming up this Saturday to help you build your business and recognition and a lot more.
Yes, but so hang with us.
Yes, so hang with us for the call. It'll be quick, but it's going to be powerful. So, Mr. Ron Crutcher, we're going to turn it over to you right now.
Well, thank you very much, Frank and Teresa, for allowing me to be on the call tonight. We're just excited again to be here tonight. Sounds like a great call tonight so far. And I just want to get right into it. We don't want to take time away from our great speaker tonight, Mr. Chris Hughes, incredible individual. We've been fortunate to have him here in Ohio, and he was phenomenal every time. But first off, we want to go into our book review tonight. And this is such a powerful book, Building an Empire. And you're going to hear a little bit about this book tonight. And what's great about it is that the author of the book, many of us have watched him build his empire right before our own eyes. And we know it's true. We've seen it ourselves. And to bring this to you tonight, we're going to go out down to North Carolina. We have online with us Ms. Tisla McNeil, who has happened to be a recent level executive director who's built teams not only in Carolina but in Ohio and around the country. Has always been on a performance club, has just been an incredible individual building a fantastic team. So without further ado, we're going to roll it down to Ms. Tisla McNeil.
Mr. Crutcher, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. We hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Well, I am so excited to be sharing the book review tonight on the book Building an Empire, the Most Complete Blueprint to Building a Massive Network Marketing Business by Mr. Brian Carruthers, and I will be highlighting chapters 5 and 6. So Mr. Carruthers starts out by talking about how to motivate your empire, and he makes the clear distinction between leadership versus management. And I think a lot of people like myself who have come up through the ranks of corporate America are taught management, where you get others to do what the company wants you to do, and you either motivate them to do those things by keeping a carrot in front of them or a stick in front of them. But Mr. Carruthers makes the distinction that you don't want to be in management mode. You want to be in leadership mode, and that looks very different. What that looks like is getting others to want to do what the company's objectives are, sharing a vision that embodies both the company and the person together, working with them to help them be excited about working towards the vision of the company, depicting the picture of a win-win situation. As the team has success, the company has success too. It's a mutually beneficial situation. And tuning into the station that everybody is interested in, which is What's in it for me, helping the team to understand how whatever the team objectives are, the 90-day runs and what have you are, how they can help that person to realize their why. And this leads to individuals and entire teams becoming self-motivated, which is very powerful. And Mr. Carruthers also talks about making sure that you don't just focus on the business side, developing the team members from a business side, but also understand what their dreams and desires are so you can coach them to be able to realize those things. So it's more so a relationship of coaching and guiding versus dictating, as many people have experience in the management realm. And as you understand what makes each of your team members tick and aligning that with the company's vision, then you will have a lot of success. And he also talks about how your goal as a leader is truly to duplicate yourself and help your team to paint the vision for their future so that that is a thing that they keep referencing on their journey in the business and praise the progress and the success that they make. And we all know that men die for it and babies cry for it. That's recognition. Everybody enjoys being recognized. So as a leader, recognize that the right activity and the right success on your team. And he gave some suggestions about how to recognize your team through emails and giving them shout-outs, giving them spotlights on calls, and maybe even giving them a personal development book with a personal note in it. So that goes a long way. Mr. Carruthers also talked about creating a team culture. So it's more than just about the individual person. It's about what is the vision and the mission of the team and what types of activities are the team doing together to really create momentum and success for everyone. And then in the next chapter, chapter 6, Mr. Carruthers talked about the mental game. And he talks about how you have to act as if you already have the success that you are aspiring to achieve. Act as if you are the top recruiter, a respected leader, that you have a huge team that you're leading and that you're creating wealth and you're helping others to create wealth. So as you are progressing along your journey, even if you're not where you want to be, you get that mold in your mind that your confidence in the company, in the compensation plan, and in the product will boost your confidence and your posture and will take you closer to that place of actual realization. Mr. Carruthers also talked about leveraging the power of affirmations. And so really to wrap it up, I'm just going to highlight a few of them that he encourages us to use. I am a top recruiter. I am a fearless leader. People want to work with me. I'm a warrior for freedom. I'm a great sponsor coach. I am living my dream. Those are just some of the affirmations that he suggests that we constantly say out loud to ourselves and encourage our teams to team members to adopt. So with that, Mr. Crutcher and Mr. and Mrs. Acorn, thank you for having me on the call, and I'll turn it back over to you.
Awesome. Mr. Crutcher, we've got about 3 minutes. If you can get one or two of those stories in, let's go for it right now. That was a great book review. Thank you so much, Ms. McNeil.
Well, I tell you what, since we got running on close on time, can we push them at the end of the call?
We sure can. That's fine. Let me just confirm that we have Mr. Hughes already on the call. Mr. Hughes, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great.
All right.
I'm going to go ahead and intro you because we don't want to rush you, and we'll finish up the rest of our segments and some announcements and recognition after you do your training segment tonight. We're all so excited to have you on the call.
Yeah, no, I want you to know the whole team's excited. There's a word around in all town and all across the nation right now what you're getting ready to do here. So.
Absolutely. Right. And I'll tell you, there's a lot of new associates on the call tonight, which is super exciting. We welcome everybody on the call, especially the new associates. So I want to give everybody just a quick overview of who Mr. Hughes is so you'll know how much we value his friendship and his training. And mentoring because he helps so many people. He's a big leader in the company, but I'll tell you, so many people know Mr. Hughes because he's so effective in helping train everybody. He is, in my opinion, a personal development trainer, period, with or without Legal Shield attached to it. So Mr. Chris Hughes, when he was introduced to this, I believe he was, he was a college dropout. He said
he was a total failure.
He would tell you that, living in a bad town, bad part of town in Fort Worth, Texas. I'm looking at your story here on your, I love it, on your website. And, you know, to go from that to working Legal Shield and in the first year earning three times more money working part-time with Legal Shield than he did at his full-time job, I'm sure that really got his attention. In the second year, his Legal Shield income doubled, and his third year, it tripled. And I know he's probably got over 70, 80,000 people in his organization, and he's got a beautiful wife and three awesome kids and just a real family man. He moved from Southern California out to Utah. He's living his dream. He's written books. He is a personal development writer, trainer, author, speaker.
We'll ask him to give his website because he has some really good training.
He does, yeah. A lot of it's free, which is awesome.
Yeah, I just want everybody to know that, you know, Chris is one of the people that Trish and I look to, and also the home office looks to, just because of his insight and his wisdom. And he is one of those people who has already clarified, simplified, and uncluttered their life. And he's a lot more productive now, and he's also a lot more profitable, obviously, not just for himself and his family, but for everybody in his team and everybody nationwide. And he now has a predictable income. So, you know, he embodies everything that we do here, you know, clarify, simplify, and unclutter, CSU, and you can become more productive, more profitable, and have a predictable income. And when we heard what he was doing, we thought this would be the perfect one.
Yeah. Well, and first of all, Mr. Hughes is a ring earner. He's been earning between $100,000 and $250,000 a year. And recently, in the last month, if you are on the home office leadership calls, you have heard the little tiny state of Utah with half the population of South Carolina at best, maybe 2 million, 2.5 million, named as the top recruiter state. I mean, they've been in number one in a marketplace.
Small cap.
As a top recruiting state. And mm-hmm. even in the real numbers, they've come up as high as number 8 in the top 10 in the whole entire nation. So we knew some things were going on in Utah, and we have been on the phone numerous times with Mr. Hughes and just excited for him. And so, Mr. Hughes, we want you to share with everybody a little bit about what's going on out there. How are you making all that happen?
Thanks so much for being on, too.
Hey, thank you, guys. I'm glad to do it. And any time, y'all are at the very top of a short list of our favorite people in the company, and I looked up to you, both of you, since the day I started the business. The first time I saw you, fell in love with you, and I think that's what most people can say about you. And just thank you for your leadership and loyalty and leading the charge and staying consistent and persistent all these years. And I'm excited to share tonight. I really feel like there's a reawakening occurring all across the country in Legal Shield. And, you know, what my remarks tonight are in regards to that. But as I set up my comments tonight, I just want to talk a little bit about network marketing. You know, I know we have Legal Shield is multifaceted. We've got the group side and the small business side, and we've got lots of other opportunities. But the front door that we all walk through is the network marketing door. And, you know, I'm not going to do a whole thing on what network marketing is, and I know many of you have got that nailed. But, you know, network marketing is – I want you to think about this. What other profession can you think of where you can create wealth from a group of part-time, largely part-time, unskilled, inexperienced people with virtually no overhead, no office space? And what other profession can you think of where people can start from the very bottom? And I'm talking about people that all they've got is a dollar and some ambition. And, you know, that's my story. And I laughed, Frank, as you said I was a total failure, because in a lot of ways that's it couldn't be more accurate, you know. And just life wasn't working for me.
I'm sorry, a little one here.
I think we lost you.
Sorry about that, y'all. Are you there?
That's all right. Yeah, we actually.
My 2-year-old found me. She found me. So anyway, all right, I've got a big brother with me right now. But anyway, so, you know, and then what other profession is there where you can start at the bottom, work your way to the very top, and then those people that have been to the top of the mountain spend the rest of their lives going back down, you know, to the valleys to find more people to take up the mountains because now they know the way, and they go back down and they find more and they take them to the top, and they go back down and find more and they take them to the top, and they do that for free. You know, I can't think of another profession that meets that description, and yet that's the profession that we have as network marketers within Legal Shield. And so, you know, here's the thing. The reason this business appeals to so many people is because of the systematic, basically the system that we have set up. People don't want to learn a whole new career. Now, they might eventually when they get here, but I'll never forget, you know, my mentor is teaching me, you need to learn to go where the people are at. You can't ask your new prospects and your babies to come to where you are. You know, you've been in the business a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. You've got to go where people are emotionally, intellectually, et cetera. And where the people are busy. You know, people, they have jobs and families and other businesses, and they've got civic responsibilities and church responsibilities and all the rest. And so, you know, our message is if we frame it right, and I feel like we've been framing it wrong for the last little while, but if we frame it right, that we have a 7 to 12-hour a week opportunity, we have a system that anyone from any background can succeed here just starting 7 to 12 hours per week. You know, we've got people from all different walks of life, and that really should be the message. But we can't talk out the left side of our mouth saying simple, simple, easy, easy, everybody can do it, and then out the right side of our mouth giving everybody this complex system or long scripts to memorize or, you know, difficult things for them to go out and do. That's incongruent, and it makes us look bad. You know, if we say, hey, we have a system here, and it's simple, and everybody from every walk of life can do it, and by the way, you can do it really, really good in 7 to 12 hours a week. Well, if we say that, we better mean it. And when they step through the front door, actually even before they step through the front door of Legal Shield, they need to have validation that what we have said, that what our profession promises is in fact the reality. And I think I told this story the last time I was on your call, but, you know, I got into Legal Shield with my brother Jeff, who knew nothing about the company. He wasn't even in the company yet. He had seen some information. He went to a business briefing. He loved it. And he said to his soon-to-be sponsor, hey, I'm going to talk to my brothers about this and see what they think. And she said, no, 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 don't talk to them. Share this video with them. And so he took the video home to my brothers and I. We all sat down and we watched it, and we just loved it, you know. And Jeff wasn't even in the company yet. And so that told me, wow, you know, he's not even in. He's never been to a training. He doesn't know what he's doing, yet he just recruited 3 people in one night, you know. One night, 3 people. So that got me even more excited because I'm thinking, you know what, I can do this. And by the way, we need everybody, if we want to build it big, everybody that we interface with and interact with needs to be able to say yes to these following 3 questions. Can I do what you just did to me? Do I have time to do what you just did to me? You know, do I have time to do that to other people? And 3, is it tasteful? Is it palatable? Is this something that I can realistically see myself doing to my friends, family, neighbors, and the people that I care about? Because remember, what the mind of man and woman can conceive and believe he or she can achieve. And there's 3 parts to that. There's the conceiving, then there's the believing, and then there's the achieving. And it's 1 plus 1 equals 2. So if you don't have If you don't have one of the ones, you don't have the two. We got to have both of those. What the mind of man can conceive, one, and believe, two, or excuse me, in another one, you know, equals, you know, they can achieve. So that's 1 + 1 = 2. And they have, we have to have both parts. So we want people to say yes to those three questions, because do you know what they're really doing with those three questions? And they're conceiving themselves having success in Legal Shield. They're conceptualizing themselves doing what it is that we're doing to them. And if they believe that they can do what we're doing to them, well, then certainly they can achieve, because they can conceive it. They can see themselves doing it. Now they believe that they can actually do it. And if they conceive it and believe it, they can achieve it. So, you know, that's what was happening to me. I could see myself handing out audios and videos to other people. I believed that people would get started if I did that, because that's how I got involved. And that has led to the success that we've had over the last 14, almost 15 years in the company. So I say all that to say this, that when, you know, when I really began to hit the sweet spot in my business where $15,000 a month was a bad month, you know, $15,000 a month was, you know, if we made less than $15,000 a month, we started, I mean, the alarms were sounding, you know, we're panicking. And it was during this time that there was a big push to get this, you know, particular audio in the marketplace. And y'all remember Frank and Teresa, the old Get Paid Daily audio. And it was an audio tape. And some of the top leaders in the company used to crisscross the country, and they would give this 3-4 hour training. And in that training, I saw this several times in Southern California, but what they would do is they would, you know, talk about, you know, that old Get Paid Daily audio and in the 2-a-day, you know, we have our 10 core commitments. This is our simple system that anybody from any background can do. Only 7 to 12 hours a week, on average about 10 hours per week. And one of those 10 core commitments is to share 2 exposures a day. And back in those days, again, as we were approaching the sweet spot in my career with Legal Shield, we were really pushing physical tools, you know, 2 physical tools a day that all Get Paid Daily audio. And it was so good. I think it was about 12, 13 minutes long, something like that. But these leaders would crisscross the country. And, you know, I was at this event. First time I saw this, I'm at an event, maybe 900 people or 1,000 people in Southern California. And this one particular guy was on stage, and he was a, you know, million-dollar, multi-million-dollar-a-year consultant who'd been with Legal Shield. He was basically hired by Legal Shield to help us pop, you know, to go from where we were to where we wanted to be, and that's exactly what happened. But he would say, you know, hey, look, if you can honestly say that you've done gotten out two audios a day for the last 30 days, if you can honestly say that, and please have integrity, if you can honestly say that, please stand up so we can recognize you. And hundreds of people stood up, because this was our culture. You know, this was our method of operation. This is what we did. When we left the house, we took 2 audios with us. And, of course, we were using videos and all the other tools that were available to us, but our daily method of operation was 2 audios. So we would that's what we did. So these hundreds of people stood up, and then they go, okay, great. Now, those of you that are standing up, please make your way to the front of the room. The music starts playing, you know, boom, 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 and people are all excited. And he's like, okay, line up over here, and here's what I want you to do. I want you to just walk across the stage and just say your name. Actually, no, I don't even think he did the name. He did just, I want to know how many recruits you got and how many members you got in the last 30 days. And so it would sound like this. 2 recruits, 7 members, you know, and then everybody clapped for them. And then the next person, you know, 1 recruit, 3 members. And everybody got it, and we're like, we got it. And so there's this long line of people, and they start going across the stage. And, man, if there was a new person in the room, they did not have a question about how to build the business, about the simplistic nature of our business, because they watched literally hundreds of people walk across the stage over about a 20-minute period of time, and they're, you know, 1 recruit, 4 members, and people are clapping. 3 recruits and 6 members, and people are clapping. 5 recruits and 12 members, and people are going crazy. And every now and again, you'll have somebody say 0 and 0, and And that's all right. We know that's going to happen, and we clap for them just the same, and somebody else comes across the stage. 8 recruits, 15 members. What? You know, we're all just freaking out about this. And it went on and on and on and on. It was electric. And, again, nobody had a question about how to build the business. Everybody could conceive themselves handing out these 2 audios a day. Everybody believed that they were going to be successful because, gosh, how much social proof do you need? You know, we had hundreds of people that were talking about all the success that they were having, and then we had thousands and thousands and thousands of audios for sale out in the hallway, and we took a break. Boom, right there. We took a break. Look, if you don't have a month's worth of audios, you know, you get them at the break, and we got them at cost, and, you know, we've shipped them in at great personal expense, and people ran out of the room, and we have this huge line of people that were buying their audios, and that's what we did the next month and the next month and the next month and the next month, you know, and then it's like, you know, you're into the 20,000 a month, and the team's recruiting 500, 600, 700 people in a month, 800 people a month, 900 people a month, 1,000 people a month. I'd never seen anything like it. I mean, it was astounding. And as my mentor, Mr. Wilburn Smith, the deceased Mr. Smith, multi-million dollar a year income earner in Legal Shield, he used to always say, we find things that work so well that we stop doing them. And I fear that that's what we've all, you know, I can't speak for everybody, but that's what most of us have done over the last couple of years, is that we, you know, that thing worked so well, we stopped doing it. And so I spoke about an awakening that's happening, and this awakening that's happening is that a lot of people are realizing that we've added significant complexity to the business. And I love what, you know, Frank talks about. You've got to clarify, simplify, and unclutter your life. And I think we got to clarify, simplify, and unclutter our system. And I know they've been beating – the coins have been
Chris,
beating
Chris, you just got a little bit muted.
Are you there?
Yeah, that's better. You got – that last sentence you might want to repeat. You went a little bit kind of muted.
I don't know what happened. Maybe I covered the phone.
No, you're muted again. We lost you.
Okay, can you hear me?
That's better.
Okay, great. You
went away. Every time you start talking, your voice goes away. We're hanging on every word.
Can you hear me better now?
When you say that, we hear you fine.
Okay, is that all right?
So far.
Okay, very good. Let me know if I start cutting out again. I don't know what's going on. I got really strong signal. But anyway, so Frank's been talking about clarify, simplify, and unclutter your life, and I think we need to clarify and simplify and unclutter our business. And that's really what we're seeing all across the country, is we realize that we've added several levels of complexity to our business, and that's repugnant to our new people. New people don't want complexity. They don't want to have to master a whole nother career. They're busy. They're part-time. So we've got to clarify, simplify, and unclutter our business system. So, I've been looking back at when it was the most fun, when we were making the most money, we had the most duplication, and it was when we were using a phenomenal sizzle tool, and, you know, which got people interested, and then we got them to the events. And so I'm not sure, Teresa or Frank, how much you guys have talked about this, but I'll kind of give a little history. Patrick Shaw and I started writing a script for a sizzle tool about 2 months ago, and we were collaborating and going back and forth, and he spent about 28 hours on his own perfecting this script and creating a beginning, a middle, and an end, you know, creating a challenge and then delivering the solution to that challenge. And it is an amazing script, and in fact, it's about 70% of the script that you hear in the Why You, Why Now audio the company just came out with is, came from what Patrick and I worked on. Well, you know, we took it into the home office to have them look at it, and they liked it, you know, but we already had it done. We had the packaging done, and we called it Get Paid Daily. And we had all the artwork done, and we had the audio edited and the music and the background and everything.
And anyway, long and short is we went ahead and began to print these, and they have gone crazy, you know, all across the country by several different big leaders. But here's what happened for us, Teresa and Frank, in Utah. After 1 week of flooding the marketplace with this tool that Patrick really is, you know, Patrick's brainchild, Patrick developed. He's a million-dollar earner, multi-million-dollar earner, Legal Shield. We got bunches of them out, and this was probably 4 or 5 weeks ago. And within 1 week, our guest count at our business briefing was up over 350%. Now, I've been building in Utah for a year now, and I've been running this meeting for over a year, and we have never, not one time in all the meetings I did, in 52 meetings, have we had even half of the number of guests that we had, you know, with 1 week of getting a powerful tool into the marketplace. And literally 7 days into this, we had a 350% increase in guest count. We had more guests in one night than we'd ever had in probably 2 or 3 plus years. But that, you know, that was just the beginning of it. Then we began to see duplication. You know, one of my guys, Mike, shared the audio with a guest, Moretta. Moretta came to the briefing. She loved it. She signed up. We gave her CDs. She handed the CD out to her brother, Joe. Joe loved it. He came to the event. He signed up. We gave him some CDs. He went out. He came back the next week with two guests. And what we're seeing now is we're seeing duplication 3, 4, 5, 6 levels deep. And we haven't seen duplication like this, and I'm not exaggerating. We haven't seen duplication like this in years and years and years. I'll tell you another story. I think y'all had Lucas Hill on the line this past week with some of your leaders. But Lucas is a leader out in Utah, and he, you know, he just sent a CD to somebody, and he loved it and got him to the business briefing, and he loved it, and he signed up, and he gave him some CDs. And he went out, and during the week, he recruited, just handing out these CDs, he found 2 or 3 people that were interested, signed them up. They began sharing the CDs with people. We just had a Super Saturday, and this kid's 23 years old, brand-new associate, just Fast Start qualified. He's got a handful of CDs. He's sharing those with people. He shows up at the Super Saturday with 3 guests who had all watched the CDs and loved it, and all 3 of those people signed up. You know, I just recruited a lady last night in Michigan. I sent her the Get Paid Daily CD, the new one, and she loved it. And she didn't have a briefing to go to, so I sent her to Mr. Darnell Self's new PBR video, which I think is the best one that he's done in many years, and it's because, you know, they allowed him to kind of loosen up a little bit and be himself, and so his personality comes through a lot more, and he's able to touch people. But she watched that video, and she's like, I'm in. You know, she signed up. Well, now I'm sending her a whole, you know, 10 CDs, putting them in the mail or with the instructions to just, hey, share these with the people that you know, love, and care about. And it's so simple. One of our ring runners out here, Ryan Burns, he sent a new guy, and I forget the guy's name, but he sent him the CD, and the guy loved it. And he ended up going to the briefing, got some more CDs. He recruited a gal. She loved it. She got some came to the briefing, signed up, got some CDs, went out, had someone else come back to the briefing. That person signed up. We gave that person some CDs. They went out. Now that organization has gone 5 or 6 levels deep in 4 or 5 weeks. And as you indicated, Teresa, that Utah has been the number one state 2 out of the last 4 weeks per capita. You know, we're a small state, 2.5 million. About people in our state, but, you know, we're recruiting. And we just had a Super Saturday. We don't have huge numbers. We're just now kind of getting this thing to pop again, but right about 100 people at our Super Saturdays. But I think we had about 20 people that were guests at that event, not a huge number, but still they all signed up. What we're seeing now that I haven't seen in a long time is we're seeing paperwork flying after the event. And what I've seen a lot of over the last couple of years is people say, well, this looks really good. You know, this looks like a real solid company. Let me go home and let me think about it, and I'll get back to you. And sometimes we don't hear from those people again. Now what we're seeing is we're seeing people sign up on the spot. And Lucas Hill said something on our on a conference call that we had. No, he said it at our Super Saturday. He said, if our system is tools and events, third-party tools, and then getting people to live events, if our system is tools and events, and it is, then we need an awesome tool and we need awesome business briefing. If we don't have an awesome tool and we don't have an awesome business briefing, our system is broken. And I just thought that was so powerful, and I really think that needs to be the focus. So I'll just tell you, Coins, that you know, that CD has gone berserk. I think they moved about 50,000 of them in the first 4 weeks. And, you know, the company just came out with a very similar version of it. And, you know, I think if you don't have the Get Paid Daily, you know, get the why you, why now. You know, the point is not this tool, that tool. It's I love audios, physical CDs, and the DVDs play a role as well and have for many, many years. But I love these audios because as I'm meeting people out and about, which, by the way, I'm doing, and I haven't done that in years, because I'm so proud of this Get Paid Daily CD. I just think Patrick, I mean, he nailed it. It is so good. And it, you know, every time I listen to it, and I've listened to it, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 8 times, I'm like, wow, I missed that. Oh, that was so subtle but so powerful. And I just get so excited about it. And so I'm proud of it. You know, we had Larry King on our conference call a few weeks ago, and he said something that was so interesting. He said, you know, we built it big, and all we did was we just handed out audios. He said, that's all we did. We handed out audios. We had thousands of them. We just hand them out everywhere we went. We recruit new people. We'd load them up with audios, and they recruit new people. They'd load them up with audios. And then anybody that was interested, we brought them back to the live event. And he said, you know why that tool worked back then? He goes, it was an old crud, you know, cruddy tool. It was bad quality. It was a bad copy of a bad copy of a bad copy. But you know why it worked? He said, because we believed it would. We believed it would. He goes, if you don't believe it's going to work, then it's not going to work. I don't care how good the tool is. If you don't believe it's going to work, it's not going to work. He said, but if you believe it'll work, no matter how bad it is, and if it's good, man, that's, you know, that's even better. But he says, if you believe it'll work, then it's going to work. If you're enthusiastic about it, it's going to work, because that's the business that we're in. We're in the transference of belief and enthusiasm. And I just thought that was so appropriate. And so I've been, you know, handing out my 2 audios, 3, 4 audios per day, and I'm loving it. And the people that listen to it, of course, we're always going to have that issue of, you know, not being able to get them to listen to it. But the people that listen to it, man, the response has been so overwhelmingly positive. So I don't know if y'all are going to promote the websites or what, Frank and Teresa, but, you know, where everybody can get the CDs. And
yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Okay, do you want me to do that? Are y'all going to do that?
We can do that. You go ahead and share whatever else. I can handle that.
Okay, good. Well, I think I'm done. You know, here's what it's done for me. Having these audios it's brought the fun back, because we're seeing growth. We're really seeing almost effortless growth, and that was how it was when I got started all those years ago. I just thought, man, if this is all you have to do, you know, I'm going to get rich here. I remember thinking that. I'm going to get rich, because I really believed that all I had to do was continue to hand out audios and, you know, and take people to live events, and my business would grow. And that's what's happened. And that's what we're experiencing in Utah. And we're just having so much fun. And it's, you know, I've always said, if it ain't fun, I'm done. You know, I want to have fun. And we put the fun back into fundamentals. We have clarified, simplified, and uncluttered, and the sky is the limit. And I really believe, this will be my last comment, I really believe that our best days are in front of us. You know, we as leaders, if we didn't believe that, we wouldn't be here. But we're here because we believe that our best days are in front of us. Frank and Teresa, the two of you and myself and Darnell Self and Brian Carruthers and Patrick Shaw and Dave Savola, and we could go all the way down the list. But do y'all realize we built this company from $190 million to $440 million you know, from the time y'all got here to the time of the merger, that's what we were able to do. And, you know, how did we do that? We did that with tools and events, with great tools and great events, and the 10 core commitments. So I hope that I've shared something that's beneficial, but we're having fun out here, and I hope y'all are having fun out there. And if you're not, I've shared a tip or two for how you might be able to have more fun, make more money, and create more duplication in your business. So I'll pass the call back over to y'all. I got to jump on my other call here. It started about 10 minutes ago, but they're going to be calling for me here in a minute. And I want to thank y'all for the invitation to be here and serve your
thank
team.
Thank you so much, Mr. Hughes. Appreciate it very much, buddy.
That was awesome. Thank you. We'll talk to
Thanks,
you soon.
Y'all. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, all right. That was one, isn't that great or what?
All right, everybody. Let me give you the website where you can order those CDs. And the great news is well, first of all, it's going to take at least probably 2 weeks for you to get these CDs. So go ahead and order the Why You Why Now CDs from Home Office because you want to have CDs ASAP.
Yeah.
This is, like, essential.
Yeah, let me just give you the numbers. Let's say you just give out two a day, mm-hmm. right? In 30 days, that's 60 of them, right? If you've got a team of 10 people and you give out, and they each give out two a day, now you're talking about a whole different number, okay? Now you're talking about 600 a month. So it would take you a year to do what you're going to do in 1 month if you can get your team doing this. And what my suggestion is go to your team and say, listen, let's order these CDs. Let's everybody chip our money together. And then when we come in, we'll split these CDs. And you can get the whole, I mean, if you don't have 10 people on your group, just go sideline or outside of our, you know, even outside of our group, and get some people in that area to order the CDs, and they're hot, tell them how much this thing is.
The CDs that I was going to tell you about that are on the GetPaidDailyCD.com website, that's GetPaidDailyCD.com website, are 50 cents each. The minimum order is 220. And they wait until they get a certain number together to order 10,000 at once. So that's why you're not going to get them right away, as the website will show you. But the good news is they're 50 cents.
That's excellent news. And I'll just tell you, I'll think of the numbers I just said. You can do two a day yourself, you know, end up with 60 exposures a month. And I'm going to tell you, if you do two a day and you got 60 exposures a month, you're going to explode, number one. But if you can pull 10 people on your team doing that, it's 600 people a month. And that's what we did. We were getting out a lot more than two a day, to be honest with you. So our suggestion is, and we got a game plan with you. You want to go ahead and do the game plan?
Yep.
Go for it.
All right. Here's the game plan. Everybody order CDs, whether you get the home office ones or the new ones. You know, just make sure you've got – they're both very very close. They're both very similar. You're probably going to like the Get Paid Daily a little bit more because it's 50 cents and it has testimonies at the end. And
it's 16 minutes long, and then testimonies about another 16 minutes.
Yes, it's
and
phenomenal.
And it's very believable.
It really is phenomenal. So I hope everybody orders the Get Paid Daily CDs. But here's the game plan. Have them in stock. It's just like you heard at that big meeting where everybody was going up that had given out two a day, and they had recruited, you know, numbers of people and sold memberships. At that meeting, they suggested everybody make sure they have tools, and they all barraged out through the door to the tools area to make sure they bought enough tools, enough audios. So, you know, our suggestion is invest in your business, get stocked up with the audios, go ahead and order some from both if you can, because you need to, you know, it's going to take a while to get the 50-cent ones, but you can go ahead and get some from home office in a few days.
Or you get them from your local
or your meeting, local meetings, yes.
Local meeting holders, they've got them. I know Jennifer sure. and Jason have some of those.
Yeah, and they're going fast. I don't know if they've got any left. So here's the game plan. Every time a new associate comes on board, you sign them up, do the paperwork, hand them 10 CDs.
Yeah, you're going to spend $5.
That's five whole dollars if you're using the new ones, and when you're using the new ones when they come in, or $10 if you're using you know, the home office ones. And they're to give, I mean, you would do that as part of that process of doing their first step training, making their list and making sure they know they can give out two a day or go tomorrow and give out 10 at once. Suggest they call you back for answering questions. But listen, don't get hung up on those details. That's where I think some of the complication
Absolutely.
Has come in. You know, just let them know you're available for answering questions because they know they can't. So, you know, don't put lots of pressure on them to make sure, you know, don't make it a big three-way call training. That's complicating it. Believe me, people can give out a CD, they can, and, you know, and they can get them to come to the meeting to get their questions answered. or they can call you. And I'm telling you, that's what they're doing out there.
That's what we did when we built this business.
It is. That's exactly what we did.
Matter of fact, we had a video that we gave out, too.
Yep, it was a video back then, and it was really expensive.
Yeah, it was $6 a piece.
Yep. So, you know, our formula, and this is a lot of what they're doing out there in Utah, is handing that new associate 10 CDs, and there's a big difference. The CDs is what we're using. And get them out and bring back the people who are interested to the next meeting.
And the reason is a lot of people, you give them a DVD and they never get around to watching it. I mean, hardly. And I'll tell you about 80% of the time they probably won't watch it.
Yeah, yeah.
They get home, the kids are doing this and the kids are doing that, and they've got to go take the garbage out or clean the house or whatever they got to do, help with homework and everything. But if you give them a CD, they can put it in their car, and if 70 or 80 or 90% of people still have a CD player in their car.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm just telling y'all that if you want to really massively grow your business, this is for people who want it all and want it now. I mean, I'm just telling you, what was that thing about the fast-growing? Yeah, success loves speed. Success loves speed. It's okay to grow slow if you want to. You know, I never have been in that mode myself. And so, you know, this is for y'all that who want it all and you want it right now. You know, put your team together. I was at lunch today with Stephen Michelle. He did the luncheon today. And I asked Stephen, you know, how you doing? Because he, you know, he made ED and everything.
Last month.
And he said, well, I just don't have my team working yet.
Yeah.
And so many people are doing that, and I get those phone calls every day. Got one yesterday, and, you know, said, how do you get your team going? Well, we try to get them going, but we complicate it so much they can't get it going.
Mm-hmm.
You can't remember all that crap. They don't know how to get in the home office. They don't know how to go to the back office and put people on videos up, but they can sure hand out a CD. That's
absolutely. It's the simplest, most duplicatable activity. We're focusing on it. We're encouraging all of you, the whole team, to get in this mindset. It's all about giving out 2 CDs a day or more if you're full-time.
Getting them to a meeting.
And getting inviting them out to the meeting. So we're excited. We know this is working. We've seen it. It's working in other marketplaces, too. But they obviously Utah had a head start on us. So they've paved the way, and we sure appreciate Chris Hughes and Patrick Shaw.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah. They spent a lot of time on this.
So let's get Mr. Crutcher on. Mr. Crutcher, why don't we segue into the next 2 segments by you telling us your thoughts on what's happening with the new system of the Get Paid Daily CD and focusing on giving out CDs.
Well, I tell you, Frank and Teresa, I'm just excited just to hear it, because this just brings me back to the most successful time we had in a business when things were simple. You know that old saying, the KISS rule, keep it simple. And, you know, when you come into a business and you don't know anything and they tell you all you got to do is take a CD and hand it to someone and then get them out to a meeting and that's it, that's what makes people start moving, because they don't
mm-hmm.
feel like they have to do anything different or extra or something they can't do. So I'm so excited about it. I'm so glad you're getting back to this. I'm still trying to get on websites, trying to find this website and that connect with that website, and nothing is done. So I'm thrilled. Let's move forward. I can't wait. I got a new one. I'm up in Michigan. And I'm going to try to get him moving on this new system. So I'm excited.
There you go.
I'm excited.
Yeah, Ron, and you know, you got a big team. You get all your people doing that, you're going to explode, brother.
Woohoo!
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's on now. It's on now.
It's
I can
on.
Feel it in my bones. The juice is fired.
What would you used to say? I'm praying for ED.
That's right. I'm praying my way to ED.
No, I'm praying for platinum. I'm praying for platinum.
That's right. Platinum world. Let's go.
Yeah.
Mr. Ron Crutcher, I'm so glad you're excited. Let's do the member story, the success story, then we're going to make that announcement about what we're doing this Saturday to help the team
go
explode.
For it. Go for it.
Okay.
Well, we'll go right into our member story. I hope we still have him on. He's got to get to work. well, Mr. Jim Crutcher, who's going to do our member story, he is the regional manager of the central part of the state of Ohio. He's reached the level of gold executive director and has been featured in the profiles of success. So right now, we want to turn it over now to Mr. Jim Crutcher.
Hey, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. We hear you loud and clear.
All right, fantastic. Quick member story. It's a personal story, and mine seemed to be all with identity theft here recently. With the big Target issue that happened a few weeks back, we actually got a notification prior to Target even making the announcement saying that there was a problem, there was an issue, and you're probably going to be getting calls. So we made the contact with them. Actually, my wife made the contact because it was on her card. And they told us about this massive breach that had occurred. And, in fact, they even told us it was going to be more than just the Target stores. But all we had to do was give them the wherewithal, the okay, and sign the forms. And they did all of the protections for us, put on the alerts, kept an eye out for us. We still have the investigator's cell phone number, and I'm happy to report that nothing has happened to us, unlike the last time when they did get us for some money under the Sony deal. This time they have not gotten any money from us, and through Legal Shield, through Kroll, all things have been protected. So I'm very excited about the membership that we have. With that, I'll turn it back over to you, Norman Crutcher, and thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Acoy.
If that doesn't mean peace of mind, being able to sleep at night, I don't know what else can. Thank you for that, Mr. Jim Crutcher. Okay, we're going to roll now to our final segment, and this is a team building segment. And this is really a great segment I want to share with you guys. One of our associates, Mr. Dominic Tapler, who you're going to hear from now in a few moments. This is kind of like our bamboo story. He's been in the business for a number of years, but something magical happened last year, and I want you to hear from him and tell his story. Mr. Dominic Tapler.
Good evening. Good evening. First of all, I want to say thank you to the Coins for having me on the call tonight, and for, in addition to their great leadership. And I also want to say thank you, Mr. Crutcher, for your tremendous leadership in the state of Ohio. As you said, I started off with the business a few years ago as an insurance agent. And at that time, I found it kind of hard to make time for my Legal Shield business. But last year, I believe I gave you a call, Mr. Crutcher, and I told you that I wanted to make more time to work my Legal Shield business. And through your guidance and the guidance of Mr. Tommy Neal, my sponsor, and just following the system, I fast start qualified and actually made manager in less than a year. And along with that, our performance club qualified every month except for 1 month, and that was when my grandmother took sick. But the following month, I qualified again for a performance club, got right back on it, and I have remained there despite losing my grandmother last month. Okay? And I also recently found out that I was one of three people in Ohio who qualified for the Small Business Incentive 5 for 5, and I did that within 2 months of being Small Business qualified after taking the class. And I also realized through an email that they sent me that I received a group incentive for $250 for group business that I wrote last year as well. And last but not least, I also started to grow my business. And I brought a young lady on last week who is doing some tremendous things here in the past week. And I believe, and really I know for a fact, that she will qualify, qualify by the end of the week. And, you know, that really concludes my testimonial. And I just want to say thank you for having me on the call tonight.
Well, thank you, Mr. Dominic Tapler. Great story. If that's not a bamboo story, I don't know what else is. Thank you very much, Frank and Teresa. Back to you.
Oh, you remember the bamboo story, huh?
Yes, sir. I
love
use it all the time.
I love it. Well, Jim Crutcher and Dominique Tapler, you both did fantastic. Ron Crutcher, thank you so much for putting those segments together. We have some updates for you real quick. We want to let you know that the new associate workshop call has been restructured to focus on the important activities of tools and events. And that's particularly the audio, getting that audio out. So I think you're going to love it. Alan Thompson, a new executive director, conducted the training this past Monday, did a really great job. In fact, I heard Michael Johnson just raving about that training, and I agree. I heard part of it, not the whole thing, and it was fantastic. And this coming week, we have Mr. David Mack, a South Carolina State Representative, conducting that training. So we're super excited to continue and improve that call. You're going to love it more than ever.
Yeah, we are going to restructure to talk about tools and events and how to make the approach and how to give it to them, how to get their phone number and that sort of stuff. We're going to put some new stuff in that.
Yep, it's going to be
some
great.
Some brand new life.
Want to congratulate Rachel Dooley. She just made Senior Associate. in the state of South Carolina under new executive director Alan Thompson. Congratulations.
She had a guest today at lunch.
Great. I love it. We're going to also congratulate we had a tie, 5-way tie. That's remarkable for top producer in our organization last week. Tie between Ron Robinson under Eddie Smith and Nina Nesbitt under Michael Johnson, and Michael Johnson himself on the list under Joe and Diane, and Susan Mercer and Joshua Garner. All of those tied for first place. That was in production, and they all ended up with the same number last week. That's pretty remarkable. And then we had a second place tie between several people for top recruiter last week, Herman Brown under Carl and Joy Worley, Dominique Tapler under the Crutchers, Jim Lamb under Rob Hurst, Larry Hemingway under Tom and Ilion Miner. Yeah, it wasn't finished there. Paige Affleck under Clarence Harvin, Alan Thompson under, of course, that's the new executive director under Jason and Jen Whitewing, and Terry Cardenas under Amy Yoshimitsu and Lois Threkeld out in California. So congratulations to all of you. Now let's give you an update on what's going on. Please go to your Performance Family site in the next 24 hours. Check out the Las Vegas information so you can register for your breakout and save some money. And also you can also take advantage of the room block. We still have a few rooms left if you want to take advantage of the lower price at the Gold Coast where we're having the breakout. So take advantage of those things we've put together for you. Now, to help you close the month out, to help you really stimulate growth in the company, take all those people that you've given audios to or whatever, and Saturday there's usually, unless you've got a Super Saturday, there's not usually an event on Saturday. So we're going to have 3 progressive conference calls. We're going to do one at 6, 7, and 8 Eastern Standard Time.
These are recruiting calls.
Recruiting calls.
Are we doing that live?
Yes. They'll be about 20 minutes, and they will be hot. We will be excited to have your guest on that line. Get as many guests as you can on that first call. When we did this last month, we had a number. I should have counted. I should go back and try to get a count, but we'll do it this time. A lot of people signed up as a result of being on that call. Now, sometimes that call was a first exposure. Sometimes it was a second one. Usually people need a couple exposures, not all the time, but that can be one of their exposures that helps them make the decision to come on board this month. So Saturday is the 22nd. Also, in South Carolina, and we're encouraging all of our leaders nationwide, the weather's better. Let's get out and enjoy it. Have a blitz on Saturday. Get those audios in this week and get them in your pockets and pocketbooks and coats and whatever, and let's get together. Get together with a leader in your marketplace. Like I know Michael Johnson's going to be meeting with a group of people at Tanger Outlet here in Charleston. And there's several other cities participating, and they all have their meeting points. So communicate with your team and the people in your area. It's a lot of fun. Get together.
And if you don't know what a blitz is, get with somebody in your area, and they'll certainly tell you what a blitz is.
Yeah, it's learning how to make friends with people and give out information about your company.
Yeah, and if you do it right and you've got 10 or 20, CDs,
mm-hmm.
just put somebody's name on it and go deliver them. You don't have to look for anybody new. Just go out and do it.
Yeah, you already know people in the
marketplace. Blitz your own people. You know, you don't even have to know their name. You just know the lady's at the laundry or she's at the 7-Eleven or at the donut shop for somebody.
Absolutely. Okay, y'all, I hope you really got a lot out of this call. You can see that we are clarifying, simplifying, and then uncluttering everything so that everybody can move forward. Be more duplicatable than ever before. We have next week on Wednesday night, we have from the state of Mississippi, we've never had him on our call before, a 12-month Platinum Plus, Mr. Brooks Werkhauser.
He is one of the top in the company.
He is.
And most people have never heard of him.
I know.
It's
I spent time with him
guy.
In Atlanta, and he is an amazing
guy. He's fought a lot of personal stuff, too.
Yes, he has.
I tell you.
Yeah.
And just want to thank Ron Crutcher and Tisla McNeil, Eddie Smith, Jim Crutcher and Dominic, right?
Yes, Dominic Tapler.
And Mr. Hughes, of course. And also to thank each and every one of you for everything you do every day, you know, not just for your own family, but for your friends and the people around you who need this service. Listen, this is Frank and Teresa in Charleston saying mañana.
Have a great week.
All right. See y'all later.
Order
Bye-bye.
Your CDs. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.